Hello, and welcome to another edition of Jim on the Air. I'm Jim Sirianni, your host with the most. I use that joke so much. I have to stop using it. I need to come up with another line. Your host with the most, your hostess with the mostest. But hey, thanks for joining me here on Jim on the Air. And I always appreciate it when people listen to the podcast and download it and share it with their friends and maybe even donate to it. Wait, what? But hey, how are you doing? Just as a point of reference, today happens to be Saturday, May 16th, 2020. And depending on where you are in the country, it's either maybe day 59 or day 60 of quarantine. Some areas have been quarantining much longer or shorter. I think we're at about day 60. I'm not sure, I should look that up. But how you doing? How are you doing during quarantine? I know everyone's probably getting a little punch drunk, a little one too many hits with the snake. I think that's from Aladdin. Anyway, I know I'm getting a little punch drunk. I don't mind admitting that I am kind of getting tired of the quarantine. It's been a long time, and it may go on for much longer. But I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel when I get up in the morning or when I'm about to start my day, I feel a little anxious, a little nervous. I always feel like I have to, like, take a deep breath or something. I don't know if it's stress or anxiety or what, and maybe it is, but do you feel that way? Do you feel like you're more anxious than you were before COVID-19? Or do you feel you're more stressed out? I know this is such a weird time, isn't it? I know I've said that probably a million times, either on this show or other shows that I've done. But yeah, it's, oh my God, it's so stressful. And I don't know how those of you who are parents who are doing this, I'm not a parent, never have been, but even if I had kids, they'd probably be grown and out of the house by now. But those of you who have kids at home, I feel for you. I feel for my sister and brother-in-law. They have two girls and then a newborn. And I've been thinking about that a lot lately. You know, my sister just had a baby back in January, and friends of hers also just had babies like in March and April. And I think, holy cow, what is that like to bring a child into this world and immediately have to go into shutdown, have to go into quarantine? I mean, you have a newborn, brand new baby child, boy or girl or what have you, and having to protect them from exposure to COVID-19. I mean, I know the vast majority of people are in either middle-aged or older who get it, but still, you know, you don't want your children to be exposed to anything, really, let alone COVID-19. So I feel for you, and my heart goes out to all of you who are parents and who are dealing with this. And, you know, one of the things now that's coming up is, are we ready to reopen? Are we ready to reopen? Recently, a friend of mine, my friend Ed, hey, Ed Geron, how you doing out there? He posted something about how he kind of felt, and I'm paraphrasing it, and I'm trying to remember this from memory, but he said something on one of his posts recently on social media about how it kind of feels like purgatory. It's like you're not exactly in heaven, but you're not in hell, but you're in this kind of middle range where it's like, what's going on? You know, are we reopening? Are we not? Can we go to restaurants? Can we not? Can we go to the store? Can we go to other places other than the grocery store or not? I mean, so we're kind of in this weird little transitional space, aren't we? But I wonder if we're ready to reopen. I know for me personally, I would like to end the quarantine. I don't mind saying I'm tired of wearing the masks. I'm tired of having to remember to put it on. I'm tired of spilling my drink because I forget that I have the mask on and I take a sip of water or coffee and whoop, there it goes down my shirt because I forgot I had a mask on. So has that happened to you? Have you tried to eat something and go, oh, that's right, I had the mask. Oh, now I got to put it back on. Oh, now I got to take it off to eat. Now I got to put it back on. I don't know. Maybe that's not so bad. But I don't know. As much as I would love for the quarantine to end, I don't know if we are ready or not. I feel like again, like my friend Ed said, you know, we're kind of in this sort of purgatory kind of middle range thing here. Like maybe we are ready, maybe we're not. And something that I just like to point out, I want to read something to you that I came across on social media recently. This was something written by someone named Reverend Stephen McKinney Whitaker. And I found it on Facebook. And I think it speaks volumes to whether or not we are ready to reopen. And I just want to share this because what I found fascinating about this is that everything that he talks about in what he wrote here, I found in the news. And I'm sure he did as well. But let me just read this to you. I'll just read what this is about being ready, and then maybe you can decide where you are in this. So he writes, again, Reverend Stephen McKinney Whitaker, we'll be ready to reopen when bus drivers can tell riders to wear a mask and not get spit upon. We'll be ready when McDonald's workers can say the dining room is closed without being shot. We'll be ready when park rangers can ask people to social distance without being shoved in a lake. We'll be ready when store employees can ask people to wear a mask before entering without being killed. We'll be ready when we can show we can listen and follow safety guidelines. I don't know when the virus will be ready for us to reopen, but clearly we are not ready. Freedom is a responsibility, not just an unearned privilege to do as we please. And I want to read that line again because that speaks volumes to me. The line again is, freedom is a responsibility, not just an unearned privilege to do as we please. And maybe just let that sink in for a minute. So he goes on, we are acting like a bunch of spoiled, whiny brats who are more than willing to hurt others and put others at risk. We'll be ready when we treat each other with love and respect. We are not ready. And that was written by Reverend Stephen McKinney Whitaker. I'm not sure where he's from, but I found that on Facebook a few days ago, and it just speaks volumes. Yes, I would love to be ready. I would love to be out of quarantine and for life to return to some kind of normalcy, for folks to be able to go to the beach and not worry about social distancing, to be able to go to the store and not have to stand in line for half an hour waiting just to get in. Yes, I would love for quarantine to end, but I don't know if we're ready. Do you? I mean, how do you feel? Not that you can answer me. I realize that. But where are you in this? Do you feel you're ready to reopen? Do you think the country is ready to reopen, or your state or county, your city? I don't know. I mean, I think when people can just exist without feeling they need to shoot somebody or shove them in a lake or spit on them simply because they were asked to do something, I mean, regardless of whether or not it's COVID-19 or something else, if somebody asks you to do something, you know, because, you know, the dining room is closed or the bus is packed, or, you know, whatever the case may be, are you really going to spit on somebody or shoot them or kill them because they asked you to do something for the greater good? I don't know. And I know that's kind of a heavy topic. And But moving along, in terms of are we ready, another thing that I found, and I'm kind of sort of apologizing here because my today's show is kind of random and it's kind of all over the place as far as content's concerned, but a lot of different things are hitting me today, and one of them was I posted this thing about gas prices, and a local gas station here in town is charging about $2.10 more than what other gas stations are charging, and it's a mobile station, and I'm like, what the heck? This mobile station is charging $4.79 a gallon for regular gas when other stations are charging more like $2.79. And, you know, that to me is just such greed. And it's totally price gouging. And it's really sad. It's like, really? Are you really going to take advantage of people in this time of quarantine? And this particular gas station is notorious for charging high prices anyway. They're normally, under normal circumstances, about $1 to $1.50 more than regular gas stations. But now they're about $2 and change above what other stations are charging. And it's just, wow. This is just, I don't know. It just boggles my mind that people could be so greedy in a time of pandemic and quarantine and when we're trying to muddle through this whole thing. Anywho, but I think I'm going to take a little bit of a break and calm down a little bit. I have some more stuff to talk about. So I'm going to take a little tiny little break, just a tiny itty bitty little break, and then I'll be right back with more of Jim on the Air. You're listening to Jim on the Air. Don't go away. I'll be right back. And we're back on Jim on the Air. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate it. If you're so inclined, I know it's a very difficult time for everybody, but if you're so inclined, if you would like to sponsor the show, you could certainly do that, or if you'd like to donate to it, there are ways to do that. And I'll just put that out there really quickly. I know a lot of people are struggling right now, and it's a lot to ask, but if you or somebody you know would like to donate to the show or sponsor it, please, you can email me, jimontheair@gmail.com. That's jimontheair@gmail.com, and let me know. Anyway, so continuing with today's episode, Are We Ready? When I last left you, we were talking about, or I was talking about, all of us together, we're talking about, are we ready to reopen? And I was sharing you that tidbit that was written by the pastor. I'm not sure, actually, I don't know where he's from. His name's Stephen. But anyway, talking about, you know, we will be ready when we can learn how to act like human beings and treat each other with kindness and with love and with courtesy and to be polite. It's just, it boggles my mind that somebody gets so upset that they are willing to spit on a bus driver simply because he asked you to put on your mask. Or that someone's going to lose their life in a McDonald's or in a store because you asked them to put on a mask and they shoot you because they asked you to put on your mask. What? It's just, Gee, and I wonder why I wake up every day so stressed, because you keep seeing these stories, and I try to actually filter the news myself, how much I consume of the news, because it just gets to be too much. But something that was kind of funny, but that's along this whole thing about are we ready, recently I posted a video on social media. I found it on Reddit, and it was a video of a woman, and right off the bat, it starts off with her screaming. It takes place in Hawaii, and maybe you've seen the video. Again, I found it on Reddit. And if you're not familiar with Reddit, that is reddit.com. Reddit.com is where I found this particular video. And I was blown away at this woman's behavior. It took place in Hawaii, and I think it was like at a store, like maybe at a Walmart or a Target or something. And this woman is blocking the roadway with her car. And she is screaming, blood-curdling screams like you have never heard in any horror movie. I mean, she is screaming at this security guard guy who wants her to move her car. She won't move it. I'm not exactly sure what happened. Obviously, at the point where the video starts, this argument with the woman and the security guard had already escalated, I guess. Obviously, you can tell from the video, but she's screaming like a lunatic because he wants it, and she's like, yeah! I mean, I don't want to yell too loud. I don't want to disturb my neighbors or anybody, but she was screaming at the top of her lungs, bloody, blood-curdling screams, because she didn't want to move her frickin' car. And from what I gathered from the video is that it might have been a curbside service thing at like a Walmart, maybe, because I think at one point in the video, I see a woman with like a Walmart shirt or a vest or something. And they were asking her to park her car, and she wouldn't move her car. And the other cars behind her are honking. And she's like screaming profanity and F you this and F that and blah, blah. And she's just losing. I'm going to say it. She lost her shit. She was losing her shit. And why? Because they wanted her to park. And then at the end of the video, you see her finally, she finally gives in and she parks her car. And I'm not kidding you, the parking space was like an inch from where she was. All she had, it was like 2 or 3 feet, and boom, there was the parking space right there. I don't know if she was there to pick up groceries or something, you know, from a curbside pickup thing or what. But it's like, really, bitch? Are you kidding me? You couldn't park your car? There was like a parking space, like, you know, just a few feet away from where she was keeping her car in the street there and blocking traffic and screaming at the security guard and calling him names. And I'm like, holy crap. Is this what this pandemic has come to? Is people losing their shit? So maybe having said all this about getting ready, or are we ready? Maybe we should. Maybe we should just be ready and just let the virus do what it does. I don't know. No, I shouldn't say that. That's not good. But I just don't know. It's like people need to learn how to treat each other again with kindness, with love and compassion and kindness and respect, and just be, and honestly, just be polite. For the love of God, you can't move your car a few feet out of the way so other cars can get through. So that's what I'm talking about. Again, are we ready to move on? Are we really ready to reopen? Because I don't know if we are. Maybe we are. I don't know. It's hard to say. But on a lighter note, speaking of the quarantine and making do with living at home all day, every day, I just recently figured out, I don't know what took me so long, because everyone's telling me I'm about 2 weeks behind, but apparently everybody is baking banana nut bread. And just the other day, I posted, so am I supposed to be making banana nut bread now? Is that what we're doing? Was there a memo I missed or what? Because all of a sudden, everybody is posting their banana nut bread videos or pictures. And I'm like, wait a minute, was there a memo? Because when did I miss this? And everyone was like, you know, commenting on my post. Oh, that was so 2 weeks ago. And I'm like, well, how did I missed this? But what's so funny is, like, I guess what's happening, and this kind of is a phenomenon, I think, with social media anyway, in general, is that, you know, back in the day, people were taking pictures of their food, and then everybody was posting their dinner at a restaurant, or the dinner that they made, or what have you, and posting it on Facebook. Now, with quarantine, everyone's posting their bread making, and I think what's going on is a couple of different things. Either two things or both. People are bored AF, and so they're deciding to bake bread or make cookies or do something. And again, back to those of you who are parents, I get it. You have kids home all day long, and what do you do with them all day long? And so I get that, and you're trying to keep them busy. You know, they can only go. You can only go outside so many times. And, you know, if you live like in an apartment or a condo, where do your kids go? And you can't let them go too far, because then they're being exposed to people. And so I get it. You're trying to figure out what to do with them, you know, all day, every day. And I commend you for what you're doing. I mean, I think it's wonderful that people are baking. They're learning how to make bread. They're learning how to make recipes. I know my friend Carrie. Hey, Carrie, how you doing? She and her family have put together a game that they got from Disney, and it's so cool. It's all based on the Haunted Mansion ride at Disneyland. And it's this whole 3D thing that you build, and you put it together, and then you play the game, and it looks really fun. But people are, you know, playing games and doing puzzles and baking bread and learning how to cook when they didn't know before. But all of a sudden, there's like all these videos and pictures of banana nut bread. And I'm like, why is everyone making banana nut bread? And then I think it dawned on me. I'm like, are people buying too many fruits and vegetables, so much so that they're having to make it into bread? They're trying to to use all of the fruits and vegetables that they bought. By the way, I love banana nut bread. Don't get me wrong. I'm actually thinking about making it myself because I have a couple of bananas that I need to use right away quick. By the way, my friend Nate. Hey, Nate. How you doing? He made a cobbler with blueberry, and he took a picture of it. I'm like, oh, that looks so good. And so, yeah, I'm like, what is going on? But am I right in thinking that it's safe to say that some people may have, I mean, I'm not saying my friends or anybody that I know, but some of the people who were hoarding or panic buying in the beginning of this, you know, they maybe panic bought and just fill in the blank fruit or veggie, you know, bananas, zucchinis or whatever, and now they're baking banana nut zucchini persimmon butternut squash bread cake buns. Right? I mean, I feel like everyone bought too many bananas, or they bought too much zucchini or too many other fruits and vegetables, and now they're about to go bad, and so they are baking them into pies or cakes or buns or bread. And, well, and good for you if you are. I mean, I think that's great. And I'm actually thinking about making some banana nut bread myself because it's so good. I love banana nut bread. I love it. It's so tasty. But is that what's going on here with this whole COVID-19 thing? Are people, or were people buying too much fruits and vegetables? Because it's like, I don't want to have to go to the store for another 2 weeks. And I get that because I'm raising my hand now. I don't want to go to the store any more than I have to, you know, so I'd rather buy stuff. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm wrong about that or if I'm right or not, but maybe I might think I might be a little bit right about that. The people are, they panic bought too much. They were doing too much panic buying in the beginning of fruits and vegetables, and now what do you do with them? So let's just bake them into banana nut, zucchini, persimmon, butternut, squash, bread cake buns. Why not? And it's just something that I'm pointing out. I'm not making a judgment on anything. It's just an observation. And good for you if you are coming up with creative ways to use food and to, you know, because it gets kind of, again, boring AF when you have to make the same thing over and over again and you're trying to keep your family happy and you're trying to keep yourself happy. You don't want to eat the same thing over and over again. And so I commend everybody for experimenting, for trying to do something new, either baking bread, making sourdough bread. I know one person did that, and people just trying to learn how to cook for the first time. So yay, good for you for making it. And maybe if you have some banana nut bread, can I try some? I don't know how we do that in a social distancing type setting, but anyway, I just thought I'd put that out there. If you have banana nut bread that you can't eat it all because you had too many bananas, now you have too much bread, let me know. By the way, my email is jimontheair@gmail.com. That's jimontheair@gmail.com if you'd like to help me out with some banana nut bread. Or maybe I'll make some myself because I do have some leftover. I do have some bananas that I need to use. I'm thinking about that. Thinking about it. Anyway, so I think that's going to do it for this edition of Jim on the Air. Just some random thoughts about COVID-19 and quarantine that I just had to get off my chest. And I'm trying to think, is there anything that I've left out? No, not really. I think that's all I wanted to talk about today. And I just want to thank you so much for listening and joining me on the show today. And please, if you are so inclined, feel free to share this show with your friends. Again, it's Jim on the Air. And if you're just finding this for the first time, I'm Jim Suriani. You can find me on YouTube. My YouTube channel is Jim Suriani, JimSuriani. And on social media, you can also find me, Jim on the Air. Jim on the Air on Facebook, at Jim on the Air on Instagram, and also, because I have to be a little bit different on Twitter, it's at Jim on the Radio. And I say this every week or every time I do a show, I am going to change it to Jim on the Air. I don't know why I haven't yet. But in any case, yeah, on Twitter, it's still Jim on the Radio, at Jim on the Radio. Otherwise, everywhere else, it's Jim on the Air. And depending on where you're listening to the podcast, you might be listening to it on Spotify, but it's also available on anchor.fm. Again, anchor.fm, Jim on the Air, and Jim Suriani on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all over the place. But at any rate, thank you so much for listening to the show this time around. And if you liked what you were listening to, please share it with your friends. I'd appreciate that. I know I've said that a million times now. But anywho, thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.